what we know about the mixtures of chemicals in our lives. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Scientists study chemicals for their potential to cause cancer, but usually they examine them one at a time. We are exposed to mixtures of different chemicals every day. Dr. William Goodson is a senior scientist with the California Pacific Medical Center Research Institute. He's the lead author of a new paper in the journal Carcinogenesis. He worked with a team of more than 170 scientists around the world. They looked at what we know about the potential for mixtures of chemicals to cause cancer. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
So how much do we know about these mixtures of chemicals that we're exposed to?
From actual testing, we know very little. And that is really the point that we're trying to make, and that is that there is very little research that's looked at sort of the obvious thing in front of us.
And why don't we know more?
Because it's more complicated to do. It's a hugely complicated task, and the testing so far has always focused on just looking at individual chemicals. Can one chemical all by itself cause cancer? And what we're realizing and what this group sort of spent several days talking about was that there's reason to think that it doesn't take one chemical to take it all the way from normal to cancer, that one chemical can take it part way, another chemical take it another portion of the way, and maybe a second or a third or a fourth chemical take it all the way, so that you have these combinations that as a combination or a mixture can be carcinogenic. And this is at this point it's a theoretical concept, but we think it really needs to be looked at very carefully.
What are the challenges of actually taking different mixtures of chemicals in the lab and figuring out if they can cause cancer?
Probably the biggest challenge is trying to figure out which mixtures you're going to test, and that requires making some educated guesses of which ones to look at. And that really is what this whole project was all about, was to have people who are experts in various processes that are involved in cancer and have them look at the chemicals that are in the environment at environmentally relevant levels and figure out which ones could start to guide the creation of mixtures that you would test.
And what did you come up with?
Well, there was a group of about 85 chemicals that the groups thought were highly likely to be involved in carcinogenesis. And then from that, when you sat down and looked at the literature, there are about 50 chemicals that we felt could work collectively to be pro-carcinogenic. And I think that anybody who wants to do research, we would suggest that they start from that group of 50 and start picking out combinations.
So how do you go about changing this?
It's going to require a lot of effort to put this together. No company's going to take this on because nobody's going to make money by deciding what mixtures are unsafe. It really requires a funding effort and an organizational effort, really probably at a federal level. And the other thing I always point out is that there are well-known groups that are raising money for cancer research, and they will talk about prevention, but if you look at their portfolio of research, almost none of them actually do anything looking at chemicals, and certainly not mixtures of chemicals. They're not set up that way. That's not what they're thinking about.
Dr. William Goodson is a senior scientist with the California Pacific Medical Center Research Institute. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.